Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Friday, November 28, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the announced candidate, Kevin Kievsky. He is running for attorney general to be Michigan's next attorney general on the Republican State Convention, March 28th. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good, buddy. I wanted to get your opinion, legal opinion, not only as an attorney, but a candidate for attorney general, who is, of course, the top law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan. The event that took place in Washington, where this Afghanistan person was allowed to come into our country under Biden while he was the occupant of the Oval Office, and Dana Nessel was our attorney general here in the state of Michigan. And the question I have, can an attorney general not allow certain people to come into our state, even if the president of the United States has a policy like Biden did to open up our country to these foreigners without any vetting, without necessarily looking into their loyalty or their commitment to assimilate into our country and to be a productive citizen? Is that a role of an attorney general? Do you have that authority to basically stand up to a president's policy and look out for the best interests of a state, specifically the state of Michigan?
Specifically, when it comes to immigration issues like this, we basically say that there is a federal supremacy issue. So essentially, the federal government is in charge of any type of immigration law enforcement, but that does not mean that the attorney general is powerless. So what I would do, if we had the situation going back a few years ago, I would advocate, I would lobby, I would talk at the top of my lungs to all of our federal officials how they have to mandate the safety, health, and security of all of our citizens here in Michigan, and say, frankly, you have to put a stop to any type of irresponsible immigration policies. But with that being said, what I can do with a favorable administration like we have today, the federal supremacy clause reigns supreme, meaning that when it comes to immigration, Donald Trump controls that, and no local municipality or no local city can interfere with that. And as Attorney General, I would make sure that things like sanctuary cities or other such policies, they would immediately come to an end.
One of the things that I thought of, that I understand, you know, the U.S. Constitution, the Supremacy Clause, I get that. But at the same point, law enforcement and being an Attorney General, I mean, I look at all these lawsuits that Dana Nessel has filed against President Trump and joining all these other attorney generals across the country, and I say there's got to be a way to somewhat tie up people in court, much like what they've been doing. Is this a situation as the next attorney general, Republican, for the state of Michigan, Are you going to be willing to use the same lawfare tactics that she's been doing, or do you feel that that's not a proper use of state taxpayer money?
That's a great question, and I'm going to make this distinction right at the beginning of my response. So I'm against lawfare no matter who uses it, whether it's Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. However, if there is a valid legal claim to bring, I would absolutely bring that no matter what in order to protect the citizens of the state of Michigan. Dana Nessel has engaged in this now, I believe, 38 times. Last time I was on your show about a month ago or thereabouts, I think it was maybe 35. So she added on a few times that she decided to join a lawsuit since then. The Attorney General should not be getting involved in lawfare, should not be doing anything that is frivolous. That's absolutely a great, apt description of what our current Attorney General is doing. And what I would do is just protect the citizens of the state of Michigan and advocate for them, but only with any type of valid legal measures, because I'm not going to bring my political agenda and waste taxpayer dollars, unlike Dana Nessel, who, frankly, when she became Attorney General, it was about a $104 million budget. Today, it's almost, you know, not quite, but almost $130 million, and she's spending it on bad things. So I would only do valid things and save the taxpayers' money.
Now, one thing that I know everybody has First Amendment rights. We talked about it with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour. But one of the things that I think needs to be addressed or looked at is the Seditious Six. You know, the video that Slotkin led the effort on, Kelly, the senator from Arizona, the four congresspeople, talking about illegal orders or unconstitutional orders. And this is where my question is specific to the Attorney General. Again, coming from a president, commander-in-chief, decisions were made, and I've been told by listeners to this show, I received text messages, they vouched back in the day in 2021 that there were flights coming into Traverse City. We actually had a bus full of illegal, undocumented, with no ID, couldn't even speak English, pulled over just north of Traverse City, heading up toward the Charlevoix, Petoskey, Sheboygan area. We've had people report into the show. There was text messages about illegals they believe were being flown and landed in the Alpena Airport. I mean, we know from what I was told based on residents' own observations and even local news stories that we received some of these illegals up here in northern Michigan. Is there anything an attorney general could do to restrict that type of activity, knowing full well that these people have entered the country illegally? Is that something an attorney general can even address?
Yes, to a certain extent. So I'm going to say this. If we take a look at federal law and federal statutes, they're very clear what is intended to do, what they are intended to do to protect the American public. If we had a situation in the future where it was maybe similar to what you were describing, and let's say I have a good faith belief that the federal government is not carrying out federal law in the way that they're supposed to, maybe they're looking the other way, maybe they're doing something completely different, I would actually bring civil litigation in the federal courts, asking the federal courts to compel the executive branch to follow the law. Again, because the law is not here to favor Republicans, Democrats, independents, whomever. It's just the law. And if I don't see someone doing their job at the federal level or completely ignoring it, I will get involved and I will make sure that those laws are enforced, and I'll go to court in order to make sure that that actually does happen.
Well, one of the things is this argument or discussion about whether or not the president can bring in National Guardsmen to aid ICE in enforcing our deportation policies and in looking at the actual laws and everything that's on the books. Is this something that we have, if you know, do we actually have sanctuary cities in Michigan? And if we do, what can an attorney general do to assist the federal government, the people coming in to help deport these individuals that shouldn't be here? What role would an attorney general have to do in facilitating that?
You know, it's interesting because there is a federal law, and I'm not going to get all nerdy, but your listeners can look it up if they want. It's 8 U.S.C. 1373, if my mind is correct this morning, which mandates that any type of local city, county, local unit of government, they cannot withhold or they cannot impede any type of information going to ICE or to federal law enforcement as it relates to the rounding up and the deportation of any illegal aliens. And that's what we have in places like, for example, in the city of East Lansing, where they're not cooperating. You know, people can have whatever political beliefs that they want. I frankly don't care. I just want to make sure that the law is followed. So a city like East Lansing that actually has a sanctuary policy, I would actually do this as Attorney General. Two big things. First thing is I would issue a formal Attorney General opinion that would require state and local compliance with federal immigration law like the one I just said. And if they don't, they can get in a heap load of trouble. Second, I would actually sue sanctuary cities and counties to enforce cooperation. Again, they don't get to determine what laws are followed or not followed. They actually just have to comply with the law, and I would make sure that that happens as Michigan's next attorney general, because we got to keep our communities safe. We can't have people going around just ignoring the law, saying, oh, when it comes to illegal aliens, they could do whatever they want. That is not right, and that's not safe, and that's been proven time and time again with crime statistics and heartbreaking stories we hear in Michigan and all throughout America.
And the thing of it is, again, I look at the attorney general as being the top law enforcement officer of the state. And again, like you're saying, what does the laws actually say? But we all know Dana Nessel has a way to interpret our laws differently than what Kevin Kieske interpretations are going to be. So I guess bottom line, Kevin, it's kind of important that we get the right candidate to be our nominee and to get that person elected next year, because like you say, the law is the law, but you still get to interpret it.
That's right. And the one last thing I'll say about any of this, because you did talk about federal deployment of troops, the president has what we call Title 10 authority to do that in order to ensure the laws are being faithfully executed. And as well, when ICE, remember what happened back earlier this year in L.A., ICE was being attacked by folks. The president was able to, under Title 10, deploy various members of the military, some active but mostly National Guard, in order to protect those ICE folks so that they can actually do their job. And as Attorney General, if we had a whole bunch of other attorneys general across America saying that's not right and that's illegal, I would actually say, no, it's quite legal because the law is very clear on this. And I would actually issue an opinion, not necessarily an opinion, but essentially what we call a amicus brief in support of the president so that he could carry out his duties as commander-in-chief, because we got to keep all of our communities safe, whether it's Michigan or elsewhere.
Your website for people that want to check you out and learn more about your candidacy for attorney general?
Yeah, so it's kevinformi.com. That's kevinformi.com. And let's make Michigan red again.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate it. Have a good week, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today, final segment for this week. Well, Vicky and I hope that you had a very blessed Thanksgiving and that everybody was able to travel okay, no accidents, everything went well as it did for us. And looking forward to next week. We have a full schedule of guests that are going to be on next week. We're really excited about it. We're going to have Bernadette Smith. Going to reach out to her and coordinate an interview for her. She is an announced candidate running for the U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers and this Genevieve Peters-Scott. I'm going to reach out to her and have her on the show as well. One thing I do want to mention and remind you is that the petition drive has been extended through the month of December. Carla Wagner and I spoke, and she has decided to take the earlier signatures and get them replaced and continue the petition drive to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. So if you could, if you haven't done it yet, go to the website, axmitax.org, volunteer, request a petition sheet be mailed to you, or be put in touch with the local county chair. For example, Sheboygan, I know Jim has reached out to me. He said he could help collect 100 signatures, which is 10 sheets. I gave him Dar Olson's phone number. Dar is one of the captains for Sheboygan County. She has petition sheets for Sheboygan. So if you'd like to get a hold of Dar, just text me Dar, D-A-R, and I'll send you her phone number. You can get a hold of her, and she can meet up with you and give you some sheets. Very simply, go out and get them signed. Then you sign on the bottom as the circulator and then get them back to the county chair or be prepared to mail them directly to Carla Wagner. She'll be collecting them for the month of December and then doing a count and checking to see where we're at on the numbers. And then we will let you guys know what's happening, what's going on. So again, go to axmitax.org. And get a sheet or a couple and get those signatures, mail them back to Carla, and we can get this put on the ballot for next year's election, November 2026. The website, again, axmitext.org, or if you just want to text me, AX, I'll send you the link and give you a clickable link that you can click on and go directly to the website. And if you're in the Sheboygan County area, other counties in northern Michigan, we have county captains and chairs that do have the sheets, so you can contact them and hook up with them and get the sheets from them as well. Want to remind you also, Northern Michigan RV, Tony and the team are back at work there in Gaylord. If you would like to check their inventory out, the website is northernmichiganrv.com, or you can call them directly and they can take information from you over the phone. For example, tell them what vehicle you have, what you're going to tow a travel trailer, a camper with, and they can tell you based on their inventory exactly what they have, and you can come down and take a look at it. I know I had gotten a text message from a listener that was looking at a used trailer, a travel trailer, something just to give them a kitchen, a bathroom, as well as a bed, just to be able to get out of Michigan into some warmer weather this coming January, February. They have a blowout sale happening right now. First come, first serve. They have more used RVs in stock right now than ever before. Right now, more than 20 units are currently in stock, and they have to make room for the 2026 models, which are on their way. Veterans, if you are a veteran, $1,000 off. Whatever best negotiated deal you can do with Tony and his sales staff, mention that you are a veteran and they'll knock an additional $1,000 off the price of the unit. They can get you financed. They can get you hooked up. Anything your vehicle needs to be able to haul these particular trailers or campers, whatever, they have a full service department. They can take care of you. If you can't, for some reason, check them out online, Northern Michigan RV, give them a call. The phone number is 989-448-8700. They're located just west of I-75, exit 282 in downtown Gaylord. Head west there to the traffic light where the Walgreens is. Go north to Expressway Court and just follow it around. You'll go right directly to their driveway. Can't miss it. But they have over 20 units that are used. They've all been reconditioned, cleaned up, polished up, new mattresses, new carpet in many of these, basically spit-shined, ready to go. They've checked the brakes, they checked the tires, they checked the batteries, the propane tanks, the roof, all of it. You can get a huge discount on these used RVs and are at blowout sales right now, ready for you to come and get them and be prepared to be able to head out of town come January, February. When that cabin fever kicks in, you can go down and get some sun, swim in the pool, and take a break from winter. Make sure when you call them or go see them, tell them that Trucker Randy sent you. They'll take care of you. They're great folks, and they're looking forward to having you come over and check out their inventory. So make sure you do it, folks. Get a great deal today. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for the week. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.